Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever felt like there's this incredible, vibrant, you just waiting to break free,
Oh, yeah.
but anxiety is holding you back?
For sure.
Like there's a whole universe of potential within you, but fear just keeps getting in the way.
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into a self-help book that tackles exactly that.
Okay.
Beyond Anxiety, Free Your Mind, and Discover Your Creative Power by Martha Beck. You can
Nice.
find the link to it on Amazon in the description below.
Yeah, and what's so powerful about this book is that it doesn't just offer coping mechanism.
Okay.
It actually reframes anxiety, not as something to defeat, but as a force we can learn to understand
Oh,
and even
interesting.
harness.
Yeah, that's a really intriguing concept.
Yeah.
And it starts right off the bat with this idea of distinguishing between true fear and anxiety.
Right.
What exactly is the difference?
Think about it like this. True fear is that primal instinct, the fight or flight response that's hardwired into us. That's
Yeah.
what kept our ancestors alive in the face of, saber-toothed tigers and all that.
Oh, wow. So it's
Or
that sudden jolt of adrenaline, like
exactly.
you're in actual immediate danger.
Exactly. It's meant to be short-lived,
Right.
focused, helping you react quickly to a real threat. But anxiety is like that alarm system going off
Yeah.
constantly, even when there's no real danger present. It's that feeling of unease, that what if thinking that can spiral out of control.
Ah, the dreaded anxiety spiral.
Yeah.
The book talks about how our left brain
Yes.
plays a role in this, right?
Absolutely. Our left brain loves to analyze, categorize, and
Got it.
predict.
Okay.
And while that's helpful in many ways, it
Got
can
it.
also lead to overthinking
For sure.
and catastrophizing. It fixates on potential threats, even if they're unlikely, and spins them into these elaborate worst-case scenarios.
Okay, I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
It's like my left brain is a master storyteller,
Uh-huh.
but its genre of choice is always apocalyptic fiction.
Right. And the book actually uses this hilarious anecdote about a dog named Bilbo,
Okay.
who's terrified of a cardboard cutout of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What?
It perfectly illustrates how our brains can perceive threats
Right.
where there are none.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
So if our brains are wired for this anxiety spiral, how do we break free?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because just telling myself to down never seems to work.
That's where the concept of amygdala whispering comes in.
Okay.
The amygdala is that almond-shaped part of our brain that processes fear.
Right.
And just like horse whisperers use gentle techniques to calm and connect with horses,
Yeah.
we can learn to our own amygdalas.
Now that's an image that really sticks. So
Yeah.
instead of trying to fight or
Yes.
suppress our anxiety,
Right.
we can learn to approach it with more
Uh-huh.
kindness.
Exactly. The book outlines six key skills for amygdala whispering. But what they all boil down to is self-compassion,
Okay.
understanding that we're not our anxiety,
Right.
and that it's okay to feel these things.
And are there any specific skills that you found particularly helpful?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know the book mentions a lot of them,
Yeah.
but which ones really stood out to you?
One that I find myself using a lot is creating a mental sanctuary.
Okay.
Basically, it's about intentionally picturing a place,
Yep.
real or imagined, that brings you a sense of peace and safety.
Okay.
It could be a beach,
Yeah.
a forest, like your childhood bedroom, anywhere that evokes feelings of calm and joy.
Right.
Whenever you feel that anxiety creeping up,
Okay.
you can mentally retreat to this sanctuary and allow yourself to be just enveloped by those positive sensations.
Wow, that's a really cool technique.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to try that.
That's great.
It's like having a mental vacation button you can press anytime. But
Exacto.
before we all mentally escape to our anxiety-free havens, there's another big piece of the puzzle the book explores: how our modern world
Yeah.
actually contributes to our anxiety.
Right. It talks about how our modern, weird societies
Weird.
that's Western educated, industrialized, rich, democratic
Okay.
often create an environment that's at odds with our natural rhythms and needs.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with information,
Yes.
pressure to achieve,
Yeah.
and this feeling that we always need to be on.
For sure.
It's exhausting.
Exactly. And it's no wonder so many of us feel anxious. The book shares a story about Nikki
Yeah.
Africa, a woman who seemingly has it all, a successful career,
Wow.
a loving family, but
Yeah.
is still deeply unhappy and anxious. And it's because she's living by these external measures of success that don't align with her true self.
It makes you wonder if this perfect life isn't making us happy,
Right.
then what is?
Exactly.
What are we all striving for?
Yeah.
And that leads us perfectly into the next part of our deep dive, okay? Where we'll explore how anxiety can actually be a gateway to unlocking your creative potential.
Awesome. Can't wait. It's fascinating how the book challenges the way we typically think about creativity.
Okay.
It's not just about being like artistic, like painting or writing poetry.
Right.
It's about approaching any problem, big or small,
mm-hmm.
with that spark of fresh perspective, that willingness to see things in a new way.
So it's less about being a creative type,
yeah,
and more about tapping into that problem-solving energy we all have within us.
Exactly. The book uses the example of Wag Dodge.
Okay.
This firefighter who survived a massive wildfire.
Oh, wow.
By doing something totally unexpected.
Okay, tell me more. What did he do?
He actually lit a fire in front of himself.
What?
Created a safe zone by burning away the fuel before the main fire could reach him.
Wow, that's some serious out-of-the-box thinking.
Right.
But I guess when you're facing a life or death situation,
yeah,
your brain can come up with some pretty creative solutions.
It shows how powerful that creative instinct can be when we're really pushed.
Right.
But the question is, how do we cultivate that kind of thinking in our everyday lives without having to face a raging inferno?
That's a good question, because let's be honest,
yeah,
most of our daily problems don't involve dodging wildfires.
Exactly. And that's where the book introduces this concept of dedicated play.
Dedicated play. Is that like playing video games for hours on end? Asking for a friend?
Well, maybe not exactly.
Okay.
It's more about engaging in activities that challenge us,
right,
push us outside of our comfort zones,
yeah,
but are also enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Think about learning a new skill, like playing an instrument or maybe taking up pottery.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
At first, it's tough, maybe frustrating.
Yeah.
But as you get better,
yeah,
it becomes fun and rewarding.
Uh-huh.
You kind of get lost in it.
That's exactly it. And the book argues that this kind of play actually rewires our brains.
Okay.
Making us more adaptable, more resilient.
Wow.
And ultimately, more creative.
So it's not just about having fun.
Right.
It's actually training our brains to be more creative problem solvers.
Precisely. And speaking of things that capture our attention.
Yeah.
The book also talks about the importance of following our squirrels.
Squirrels. Like the furry little creatures that run around in trees.
Yep. The squirrels. But in this context, squirrels are those little glimmers of interest, those things that spark our curiosity.
Mm.
They could be anything, a book, a conversation,
yeah,
and a random thought that pops into your head.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like those moments when something piques your interest and you just want to learn more about it.
Exactly. And the book encourages us to really tune into those moments, to be willing to explode those squirrels, even if they don't seem practical or productive at first.
It's like giving ourselves permission to be curious.
Yes.
To follow those threads of interest wherever they may lead.
Right. And as we follow those squirrels,
yeah,
we often find ourselves uncovering hidden passions, new talents,
right,
and even potential career paths.
Wow.
It's all about letting go of that rigid left brain need for control,
okay,
and allowing ourselves to be guided by our intuition and curiosity.
And that ties back to the story of Nikki, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe if she had allowed herself to explore those things that truly interested her,
uh-huh,
she wouldn't be feeling so stuck and unfulfilled.
Absolutely. And this idea of piecing together a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
Yeah.
The book calls it sanity quilting.
Sanity quilting. Okay. I'm definitely intrigued now.
Think of it like creating a patchwork quilt.
Right.
But instead of fabric,
okay,
we're using our passions, interests, and experiences.
Hmm.
We start with something we love,
uh-huh,
maybe a hobby, a good cause we care about.
Right.
And then we gradually add other elements that complement and enrich it.
So it's not about finding that one perfect thing,
right,
but rather about embracing the different aspects of ourselves.
Yeah.
And weaving them together into something meaningful.
Exactly. And the book shares a story about Evelyn, a woman who overcomes depression and anxiety by reconnected with her childhood passion for dance.
Okay.
And what's beautiful is that she didn't set out to become a professional dancer.
Right.
She simply followed her joy.
Yeah.
And that led her to a life that felt more fulfilling.
It's a reminder that sometimes the answers aren't out there somewhere,
mm-hmm,
but within ourselves.
And as we create our own sanity quilts,
okay,
we may find that those seemingly disparate pieces, those different squirrels we've chased,
right,
actually start to connect in unexpected and beautiful ways.
That's so cool. It's like our own personal puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And as we gather more pieces,
yeah,
the bigger picture starts to emerge.
And that's where we often find our true purpose, that thing that gives our lives meaning and direction.
And that sense of purpose could be a powerful antidote to anxiety, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like when you have a clear mission,
yeah,
the little worries and fears don't seem as big anymore.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final piece of the puzzle the book explores, embracing the mystery.
Okay, I'm ready to embrace the mystery. What does that even mean?
It's about acknowledging that we don't have all the answers.
Right.
That there are limits to what we can know and control.
So it's like saying, I don't know what the future holds,
yeah,
and that's okay.
Exactly. And the book suggests that this don't know mind can actually be a source of peace.
Okay.
Even joy.
Hmm.
Because when we release that need for certainty,
right,
we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities.
It's like letting go of the map and allowing ourselves to get a little lost.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll discover something amazing along the way.
Exactly. And that's what we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive. How embracing the mystery can lead to a life that's not just free from anxiety,
right,
but filled with wonder and possibility.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about how to like calm our anxious mind,
yeah,
and tap into our creative energy,
right,
and even embrace the unknown.
Hmm.
But there's like one big area where anxiety can really take hold,
mm-hmm,
our careers.
Oh, yeah.
How do we apply all of this to create fulfilling work that doesn't leave us feeling stressed and burnt out?
That's such a relevant question,
yeah,
because so many people are struggling with this.
Right.
And what I love is that Beyond Anxiety actually dedicates a whole section to like reimagining our relationship with work.
Oh, that's interesting. Does it give specific career advice?
Not exactly. It's more about shifting our perspective.
Mm.
Instead of viewing our careers as a means to an end,
right,
you know, just a way to make money or achieve status.
Uh-huh.
It encourages us to see them as an expression of our true selves.
So it's about aligning our work with our values and passions.
Precisely. And the book calls this breaking the main directive.
Okay.
It's about challenging that ingrained belief that our worth is tied to our productivity and material possessions.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this ties back to the idea of sanity quilting.
Yeah.
We discussed earlier.
Right.
It's about creating a life and a career.
Yeah.
That feels authentic and meaningful to us.
For sure.
Rather than just following a predetermined path.
Exactly. And the book gives a great example of this with Yvonne, a
right,
woman who breaks free from a restrictive religious community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful story of how she finds true freedom by following her own inner compass.
Right.
And piecing together a life that feels right for her.
It's so inspiring to see people break free from those limiting beliefs,
mm-hmm,
and create a life that truly aligns with their values.
Yeah.
But how do we actually do that?
That's the question.
It's easy to say follow your passion.
Right.
But in reality,
yeah,
it can feel really daunting.
Absolutely. It's a process and it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
The book suggests starting by identifying the roles we play in society.
Okay.
And the rules that come with those roles.
Right.
You know, yeah, the good girl,
uh-huh,
the guy, the overachiever.
Okay.
These societal expectations that can really box us in.
And once we've identified those roles and rules,
yeah,
we can start to question them.
Right.
See if they're actually serving us.
Right. And that can be a truly liberating experience.
Yeah.
It's about giving ourselves permission to define success on our own terms.
Right.
And the book suggests focusing on finding our sweet spot, that intersection of our passions,
right,
our skills,
right,
and the needs of the world.
It's like finding that magical point where we can contribute our unique talents,
yeah,
and make a real difference.
Mm-hmm.
All while doing something we genuinely love.
Exactly. And it's not always about making a huge sweeping change.
Okay.
Sometimes it's about finding ways to bring more meaning and purpose into our existing work.
Right.
Maybe it's taking on a new project that excites you,
mm-hmm,
or volunteering your skills for a cause you care about.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about taking those small steps,
uh-huh,
to create a career that feels more aligned with who we are.
Right.
Reminds me of Emma.
Oh, yeah.
The writer and podcaster we talked about earlier.
Right.
She built a successful career by following her curiosity.
Yeah.
And sharing her unique perspective with the world.
And what's so inspiring about her story is that She didn't follow a conventional path. She trusted her intuition
Right.
and built a career that truly reflects her passions.
It's a great reminder that we don't have to have it all figured out.
For
We
sure.
can experiment,
Yeah.
try new things, and allow our interests to guide us.
And as we do that, we might find that the universe conspires to support us in unexpected ways.
Okay.
The book talks about the importance of being open to synchronicities
Right.
and unexpected opportunities,
Yeah.
trusting that things will unfold as they're meant to.
That's where the idea of embracing the mystery comes full circle. It's about
Exactly.
letting go of that need for control
Yeah.
and allowing ourselves to be guided by something bigger than ourselves.
And that can be a real challenge for our left brains.
Right.
But the book suggests that when we surrender to this don't know mind, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities we could never have imagined on our own.
So, what would you say is the most important takeaway from Beyond Anxiety?
I think the biggest takeaway is that anxiety doesn't have to rule our lives. We can learn to calm our anxious minds,
Yeah.
tap into our creative power,
Right.
and create a life that feels truly meaningful, both personally and professionally.
It's a powerful message of hope and empowerment. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Beyond Anxiety. We'd love to hear what resonated with you. Share your favorite moments or takeaways in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more insightful deep dives. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep living beyond anxiety.
And